Mix 104.9, it's the Friday home run, and joining me in the studio, Jason Rogers from Anaconda. Jason, great news yesterday with the announcement from today. We can get outdoors and enjoy some fishing with a mate.
Absolutely, that's great news. It's the way forward too. We should
got to be careful,
yeah.
But at least that option's available, which is great.
And hopefully we'll see a few more people going fishing.
We will. How'd you go last week?
We had a bit of a quiet weekend. We just had the weekend off, sort of. Weekend off still means we go.
Yeah, but
we
went, not so intense.
Yeah. we hit Hudson Creek in the afternoon over the low, and we got a few bits and pieces. A
couple of snappers.
We thought we'd do some tagging for AFAN, so a bit of research tagging and target golden snapper. And we got a few goldies and some threadfin salmon as well, which sort of came home for the table. Been eating that. Beautiful.
Last week, Jason, we got people to upload some pictures of their favourite catches or their best catches. We've had some rippers come through.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that.
On our Facebook page. A Spanish mackerel caught by one guy.
Yeah, Keith Watson.
That's a massive fish.
Yeah, he actually goes out and does a lot of solo fishing, so it's a pretty good effort too. And even taking a photo by yourself is a hard part as well. So he's done all right there. And got Anthony Golding. And
what's
I think
he got there?
He's got a pretty big red emperor.
Yeah.
It's stonker, actually.
It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't mind getting a couple of them.
And a couple of half-eaten fish, too.
Yeah, that might have been provoked by Melita's half-eaten jewfish.
So, last week, yeah, we got a bit of a reaction from that one.
But I've been hearing there's a lot of sharks around at the moment, so I'm not sure what that is. But yeah, a few bitten in half. Yeah, there's been a few fish. It's pretty good. Keep the entries rolling in, guys, and you get a win an Anaconda prize pack.
Yeah, we'll draw that next Friday.
Yeah, for sure.
Righto, given the restrictions are lifted, what are your plans for the weekend?
Well, we're going away for the week. Well, we're going to do an overnighter out at Shady Camp.
Yep.
So I'm just about to hit the road and get out there and get into it. We're going to spend the night in the boat and chase some barra there on these good tides. There's been a few good reports in the last few neeps from out there, and it's our first trip out there, so we'll give it a crack and see what we can get. I reckon we'll get some threadfin salmon for sure, but I'm chasing a barra.
How are the crabs going?
We didn't put any crabs in last weekend. I was keen to, but just didn't get a chance. So, they're going gangbusters. And Anaconda have got another run on the
4 for 60?
I think it's 4 for 50.
Hey.
Yeah, I've had a bit of
a win.
Yeah, I've got into him and said, you know, you've got to do a better deal on that for people. So,
they've been popular though, right?
Well, it is crabbing time, so now's the time to go out and get the crabs if you want them. And they're great feed. Yeah, I reckon I'll probably do that next couple of weeks as well. Bit more of it. My wife and I are heading to Shady Camp, so I've spent the last few days sharpening up all my hooks on my B-52s, big ass lures and big B-52s and that sort of thing. So we'll be doing a bit of that, chasing the big barras. My wife hasn't got a meter yet, so she's after one. Good tides for everywhere, really.
Yeah.
It's good tides. You know, these neap tides, there's a good chance to chase some dewies and some reef fish as well. So, and the weather has been, I was looking, you know, it's been beautiful.
Well, this weekend in particular, because the dry season's going to kick in.
Yeah, it might blow up a little bit.
Yeah.
So that maybe people won't be going too far offshore, but get out there and get into them and get those photos on the website. It should be good. Like everywhere is going to be good fishing, I think. From now, it's settling down. We should have a bit of a cool snap this coming weekend, which might sort of...
It's only going to last 2 days, eh? Did you read the graph?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, a week would have been nice, but
get out of the heat.
Yeah. All right, we'll put a couple of pictures on our Facebook page of your catches last Sunday at Hudson Creek.
Yep.
If our listeners keep getting those photos in, we'll draw that prize next Friday, the Anaconda prize pack.
No problem. I'll have to wrestle that up off them. I haven't picked it up yet, but they're all good to get something in.
Raid the shelves.
I will.
All right, catch up with you next Friday.
See you later.
Jason Rogers from Anaconda.